morning, we're continuing with Psulei Schach, Mirabonon. And so we mentioned these before, so let's go through them quickly. One of them is Gezeres Chavila, that if you put a bundle on the roof for the purpose of drying out, so it was not put there the same sale. So it's not kosher. Midoraisa, it's not kosher. If you decide to just leave it there, it's a case of Tasa V'lo Min Osir. We have a rule by Sukkah that you have to make it. You can't use something which already is there. So it has to be put there the same sale. It was put there for a different purpose, which is not kosher, and then you decide to leave it there and use it for sale, it's not going to be an act of asiya on your part, and that's a problem. Now, Chazal said that therefore, even if you put it there the same sale, but since it's in a bundle, which is large enough that people would commonly put it for other purposes, they asked it at Mirabonan. The shear of that is a bundle of 25 sticks, which is not a common issue that we have anyway nowadays. It's not so common. Schach, which is misyabesh, the schach is going to dry out and shrivel up. If it's going to dry out and shrivel up and leave an airspace of 3 tvachim, which would be the shear that's no longer considered love with each other, that's averb, is possible gimel tvachim. So it's possible already now before that happens. And that's the Din Rabbanan. The Shaar Tzion does indicate from the Rambam that that is actually a Psul D'Oraisa. Olam HaNoshrim. So now, not that it's going to be Misyavish, but they're going to be dropping into your Sukkah. And this is a more common issue that we have. Use evergreen. If they're somewhat dry already, they're going to start dropping needles. So is that a problem? So the halacha is that Chazal said the chachila, you should not use such a thing because maybe it's going to bother you to the point a person might leave the sukkah. If, however, they're not falling constantly, they're only falling, let's say, when you have a strong wind or something of that sort, that's not a problem. That's kasha the chachila. So that's probably our situation. There is a gzeira of using something which has a bad smell. Very rarely we're using a sichuk which has a bad smell. If it's just a bad smell, it's also it's a psul mirabanan. If it's such a strong bad smell that people cannot really handle such a smell, so Mr. Rur does bring an opinion which says that's a psul d'oraisa. And so that's the various different types of cases which we have. We mentioned Gzeiras Tikra. We also mentioned something which, even though it's gross in the ground, but it's been processed to the point that it's not obvious that it grows in the ground. It doesn't look like the way it comes out of the ground. So it's also going to be possible, Mirabanan. Okay, let's move on to the next set of halachas that we have regards to building the schach, and that's the halachas of Noi. So the halachas of Noi, the items which you put, many of them are puzzle for schach. Like we mentioned, people put fruits, they hang fruits there. We're hanging things which are made out of plastic. We're hanging things which are made out of foil, which is metal. They don't grow from the ground. So there are many different things which are putting up over there which are clearly your puzzle. We're putting lights in the sukkah, which are made out of metal and they're made out of glass. And so how do we deal with that? We're sitting underneath them, etc. So interesting, Chazal said that since the purpose of these items is to beautify the sukkah, that makes it themselves that they become, as it were, part of the sukkah, and they do not undermine the halacha of sichuch. However, there are two conditions that if they're less than that four tefachim by four tefachim, if they're not four tefachim wide, if they're less than four tefachim, so they're considered batal to the schach. They're not any worse than, and you're allowed to sleep underneath them, even though you're sitting underneath them. There is a shita which is machmer. It should be not more than three tefachim. A, B, even if they are four tefachim wide, if they are within the four tefachim of the schach, they are considered batal to the schach. So the only case where you're going to have noy sukkah which are problematic is that they are more than four tefachim away from the schach, and they are more than four tefachim wide. So if a person has a very large type of a noy sukkah that he wants to hang in a sukkah, and it's going to be hanging down quite a distance from the schach, so that would be a problem, and that underneath that a person couldn't sit. So a person would want to put something like that in his sukkah. He should put it in such a way that it's over the table, not where people are sitting, but say over the table, people will, so be in the middle of the table, people are not sitting underneath that. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, so in general, we encourage people to put the noy sukkah within four tefachim next to the schach in order not to get involved with this issue. With the exception being, they used to use, they would hang lamps with an open flame. Obviously, he suggests that that should not be so close to the schach because of the danger of fire catching from the noy, from light, the lamp, onto the schach. Nowadays, we're using electric. So again, we'd be encouraged to try and place them as close as possible to the schach within four tefachim, that they should not become problematic, that there would be a problem of sitting underneath them. So we've covered the halachas of the different types of items you can use for the schach, the items which you can use for the walls. There are a few other items we want to talk about, and then we will move on to a different set of halachas, as is Hashem. Have a good day.